Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about a Podomation update, as this time I'm driving off in the pretty fierce Australian sun to hydrotherapy session. There you go. All these neuro people do lots of tests and they recommend these things and you don't know what it's about and you have to do it. Let's tell you what the outside temperature is. A cool 30 degrees. So it's getting a little bit uncomfortable. And there you go. You get your pool up and running and find out this is broken. Amazingly, the tongue of my creepy crawly's got a flaw in it. It's actually had to take it apart. Normally these things, you don't expect a piece of rubber to break. Yeah, indeed it has. It's amazing, these types of things about what you could do. It wouldn't actually take all that much to actually engineer them to last forever, in my humble opinion. So I'm driving off. I'm going to do a Podomation update. So just if you haven't heard one of these updates before, not only am I podcasting, I'm developing a environment, transferable environment, which automates podcasting and then starts to extend your podcast. Once it's automated, picked up, it extends it into applications, and more recently it converts podcasts into a series of four formatted programs. That's my wife and a good walk there. They can see me. They haven't seen me. I'm just checking. This is a little bit dangerous. This is a new intersection. Oh, Christ, this is great. Can we catch the light? Oh, no, no. Bugger. Okay, so that's there. Oh, gee, it just reminded me. I've got to. So, the most recent thing I've done is after a hiatus of having to go to Newcastle, see all this. So Newcastle's a satellite city 150 kilometres north of Sydney. So it's on the Hunter River, so it's a classic 18th century. Yeah, 18th century. It was founded in 1799. Port. And it's still a working port with lots of ferries involved, and it's a fair drive up and drive down, so I haven't got onto the Podomation software. And and as you do, this is why you want to keep on working it. So this is obviously a podcast, but I'm now putting out quizzes which you can sit and listen to. And obviously, a quiz takes to produce, say, a 20-minute quiz. It would normally take you, I would say, the better 1.5 hours easily to set it up, listen through it, check all the timing, everything like this. And of course, what I'm producing is pretty much rubbish at the moment. And that's where you just podcast the bare bones, then go through and cuts up the bare bones, and then redistributes that randomly into a quiz, so it randomizes it for you, and there's a few things there, and so there's been a break. I've called that directory organizer, just because that happened to be the program that was written on that morphed into it, and so what we'll talk about now, as I'm driving on here, keeping my concentration, of course, is the software up and down as I go across. So essentially it's a script builder and then a script interpreter. So it's a little full of actual full on program language with subroutines. So it's got natural language, and that natural language is interpreted. And when you say, do a questions of format such and such, as format such and such, it will execute a certain type of routine and a certain structure for that format. So what happens is progressively you write a simple statement and then it keeps on converting the words in that statement to ever more complex instructions until it actually produces the whole damn thing as a program. So it's sort of a bit of a concept there in terms of you do a podcast, and a podcast is of this structure. And it's about just on the horns of a dilemma. I love the idea of being on the horns of a dilemma, and you don't go on either horn, you just go down and get the psychology of the bull in the centre. And then you tame the bull and have it walk along with you afterwards. So it's sort of an opportunity to think. I'm just looking around here. Just going a little bit about this. We go down 300 metres from Glenbrook to the plains below, and you can easily, if you don't watch it, cruise ever so gently above the speed limit, which is they're not doing. So, what could go wrong in terms of you've had the system and you've trained it up to do arbitrary number of questions, but you've been being a good boy, so to speak, giving it 10 questions, so on. So, last night I went on a walk, and rather than a full podcast, I changed the actual walk. So I'd have to break every once in a while to cross the roads, or it's all nice and quiet going for a walk. Yeah. And so I'll do my walk and get the material there, and I cut it up, and because someone met me at 10 o'clock at night, here comes the cops. There you go, mate. I was just sitting there, I'm doing cruising a good 83 kilometres an hour in a 110 zone, and they just flagged me on, but I'm sure I'll be picked up for something. Okay, so it wound up that I produced what I thought was 9 questions, and going in it was a bit gumpy, and just pressed the button and then went across to the internet to check the quiz, the full quiz, and nothing had uploaded, and it took a while to work out what's going on. It's all to do with the numbering of questions as you go in. So initially, going in, you get your Audacity file and you use the beautiful Audacity software. Because I tried to program it myself, I'm just really appreciative of the software. So you have a label track, which is underneath it. So you drop in your audio track, you get the stereo up and down, and you can see it pretty well. And I don't know, I'd sort of like some lab view to actually adjust the audio level such as normal. And then what you do is you go through, listen to it, and if it's the topic, you put T. If it's the explanation for question one, you put the one. And then, well, this is where it's going to come and stuck. And then the two and stuff like that. And then what comes across is you then say, okay, and it slices up and puts all these mini files labeled as the directory in this file structure, which is a good thing, isn't it? A great thing, that's a good way. So if you've got a directory with all the questions labeled, all the topics labeled, and then what it does is it then, when it goes down to scripts and it comes down to the actual just generic name, so the script is out there, the script's out there, but it's then randomised what's there, what's the correct answer, it's all done for you. So how could this possibly go wrong? Well, due to this friend interrupting me, I didn't mind chatting with them, so just checking this, I don't want to overdo. I've got good old 20 minutes to do it, and I've got this oversized person in front of me. Yeah, so I got there, and there was this is okay, well, shop close. It must be an 80 zone. That's why this person's going so slow. Jeez. Oh, it is an 80 zone. Oh my god, look. It is taking a bit of a you need a bit of patience getting into Sydney now. There's all these, I don't know where the money's coming from, all this, like, no one's doing any real productive work in the street, no one's selling anything except coal, and there are all these, you know, airports, infrastructures have been built, like the clappers, so it's a little, they're certainly going for the good old spend. Okay, getting back, to it. So, only eight questions. Now, what happens is that goes through, and the question 10, because I don't want to write 10, I'll make that question 0. So it's 1, 2, 3, and some of them. And what happens is that it then, I didn't realise it, it then crashed into work. So it was a major, major headache time. You've written some code, left it for a good 6 days, come back and it's not a hope of working. But fortunately, puts out a report. Oh, mate, I can't find file this file. And as you do when you first hear this, the road surface changed there. There's nothing I can do. It's bad road surface on all surfaces. Picks up the wrong. It picks up files and tells him, and it was dutifully not finding a file 0, so it didn't go up, interpreting that there must be a file 10, and reporting that there are 10 questions, only 8, and then putting no questions in whatsoever, because once it's found there are 10 questions, stop. It's just really, really dumb, crazy. And it's this thing of file counting. I'll have to stop and get to it. So I just did a workover and said, start looking at file number 1 first, 2, 3, and because I knew there was going to be no file 10, and then it all worked, all fixed. A little bit, because it until I get on top of it, it doesn't like overriding files. If you do some work, and I've been stung this way, where the happy machine clears up the data space, obviously, if you're putting out 30 megabytes of podcasts a day, you can't afford to go store it or load it up to the internet. That's all okay. You can't afford to store it in your computer or just bloat over and die. So especially if you have a large file and then compress it, you get rid of your large file and put the compressed file, and then that's up the internet, you then get rid of that one. Yeah, after a safe amount of time. Otherwise, the system just really strains searching and stuff like that. And so it took about 8 goes, and that, because it's all automated, every time you put it through, it's gone, how's your father, and automatically put up the quiz on the internet. So the long-term goal's there. So what I'll do is, there's no longer any need to actually, for a podcast, say this is explanation 1, question, because you have to follow the protocol anyway. You've got explanation, question, correct answer, false answer, false answer, false answer. So it's just E, Q, A, and that, so I've got it right in the interface, which converts that sort of file into the correct thing. So that's, I can imagine, I'm just turning off here. I'm going, I'll be right on time, so to speak. Yeah, so I'll plan to knock that one over. And then I've got another internet problem. And this is probably a real world problem. And that is, first, people may have heard me starting to talk to some old guys, old diggers, just connecting them to podcasts and internet support. But out here in Australia, we have this day called Anzac Day. So it's a bit different from Remembrance Day. It's sort of... thank goodness it's over. Anzac Day is a bit more the spirit of sacrifice, and it's sort of like, it's very, very mentally confusing to say why people go off into services and stuff like that. So we have this commemoration service, and they want to, so this is a separate topic. So that's the quizzes. The quizzes are up and running. I just have to do another, so I'll just go back on the quizzes. I have to do another piece of software, or just modify the software, and that will reduce the editing time or sampling time by, I would say, a quarter. Now this is actually significant, because before it used to take, well, theoretically, if I did it a different way, Jesus, this is hard. Wow, you know what, they've rebuilt this center section. They've come in here and rebuilt this. This wasn't here before. What a new, amazing thing. We're going up to the sorry. Okay. It takes a bit of while. I nearly turned up what there. So the thing is that it's, if you can imagine colouring something in, and eventually your project gets smaller and smaller. So it's good at this stage that I'll be able to add a little bit more and allow you to just do a podcast with topic, explanation, question, and answers, and with no numbering, will no longer have to remember that this answer, this question I'm asking here, 30 minutes in, is question number 6, not 7, is it? Now, the effect of that is it's going to slice, say, a few minutes off. Well, I don't know, probably five minutes off the editing time. And so that's really nice to give me, because it reduces that down to 18. Then it will remove the fault time, because I skipped question 8. I went to question 9. And that will eliminate that aspect. So it's this type of stuff. So, but if I programmed that in first, it's likely that my direction of programming would move away from it. So there's a reason for it. Now I have the thorny, difficult thing of intelligent live streaming, no fuss, live streaming of documentations, hymns. You know, it sounds stupid, but they're singing the national anthem. I think they might even sing the New Zealand national anthem. There you go. It's Anzac, Australian and New Zealand story. It's a sort of joint country memorial, 25th of April. So the idea is, for all these things, having you be able to, instead of passing it out, people can look on, if they wanted to, look at it on their mobile phone. Now, the issue here is that you want people to have their phone there and they can glance down to it as a piece of paper. You don't want them going and scan. You don't want them fingering. So that's a bit of a thing. So you really want to live stream, but you can't afford to live stream because you can have lagging, especially out where the ceremony is. There's no Wi-Fi. And you're not stupid. So I'm just trying to work out how to I can do it really crudely with HTML, saying refresh your page every minute. But really, I just wanted to wire out the page and find the page, the document to page number to go to. So that's a complex thing. So these are people walk up from Joe Blow every street. I'm just going to watch this, and I've got this plan. I just can't see how it's done, because you can't have the I dated through of live internet streaming. It doesn't, you just want this page, and you just want it to, on the page, turn the page on everyone's mobile phone. Don't interact it, you can hold it there respectfully. The worst thing is you can't have a ceremony there with people fiddle-faddling on their mobile phone. And it's, you know, how to actually get it done. How do I get the resources to do it? I just cannot understand. So what happens is you download the service, and then the service tends to think, only sends out the data information of the page number. Okay, this is not the page. It doesn't, nothing like this. I'm going to have to watch it here. I've got a pretty good idea about what the various things are here. Okay. We're cruising. Coming on here. So I don't know if you know, that's another project to get done, and that's probably a real world project. Now the thing is that I can now connect with my local community on, or that particular focus community, and start solving it. So I've solved the podcast, and now I have to get into their little homes and actually set up or teach them through to teach up, having a feed and stuff like that, so they'll know worries. And it is very interesting. It's a very interesting thing to do that. I help people, but they're in a space which they just don't, there's nothing in it, they just don't pick up what's going on. So there's a good old scan of the horizon out here to see what's happening up here. So, yes, so the two Podomation projects really are one, simplifying the conversion of your podcast into the form of quizzes and improving the quizzes coming along, and eventually getting going on here. Okay, so I'm just going slowly along here, just looking for the turn off to the hospital. Well, that's not the one I want to go to. Down in the plains there are these hills. This is called Mount Druitt, and Darren, so if you look from a long distance away, it looks as a reasonable sized hill. It's actually not a very high hill. It's barely less than 60 metres above the plain, this null volcano. So you get these, you look out over here, and if you know what you're looking for, you can see these shale buckles in the land, and you can also see these volcanoes, and people are most annoyed, befuddled. They just, I think the natural thing that people think if this information they haven't heard before is to say, who's this person? They start looking at you, sort of kicking your tires, so to speak, to make sure, and then they ignore it and move on. So that's the aim, and that's just a very simple thing where you have a sheet and people can follow it, very low low effort sheet. I just don't know how to do it. Now, it must be out there, so I don't know who to chat to. I've got sort of no one in the sort of social digital space, that is, people who aren't out for making it a buck and who want to solve a problem which is not being seen before. So have a look here. So what I'm going to do is say bye for now, and it's, if you just summarise so far, the next Podomation which you'll go is being able to do the quiz in a much more natural way, and then after that, trying to actually get a system which you uses very little internet, just a page to scroll through your files is watching, so it can be news phones instead of cards, instead of you know, things. I just have to say goodbye for now. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.